Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Two in the books, one to go, plenty more of the big show. Is that how it goes?
Two in the books, one to go, plenty more to come on the big show.
That's exactly how it goes.
What is it? 90 in the... What is it? What is
then we're going to pass it off in the rear view. Fred and AJ and the Blitz.
He says 90 in the rear view, 90 in the windshield. No. Is that how it goes? 90 in the windshield? I don't know.
90 in the poop chute.
No, that's not.
No?
No one's put 90 in the poop chute. No. That's not how we roll on this show. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Now I sound like Trey. All right, let's take Fort Worth Jay's call.
I'm not that way.
I don't do that. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
All right, Fort Worth Jay wants to talk RG3.
Taste the freedom.
Actually, I was. Sir, long-time blitzer. Check this out. Barry.
Yes.
Bro, I'm sitting here with this chick at the bar, right? We went to U of H, but we never really linked up. So we run into each other last week. And she's like, hey, let's grab a drink. I'm like, cool. She's tight. So I'm sitting there talking to her, man, and her breath just starts stinking out of nowhere. But I'm like, wait a minute. I know this smell. Bro,
no,
no lie. 5 seconds later, a tossing stone popped out of her mouth.
No way.
She
what?
She didn't even see it, bro. She didn't even see it, but I saw it.
You're lying.
And right after it popped out of her mouth, her breath went back to normal, so I knew what it was. I texted my boy. I was like, bro, in 10 minutes, call me. I'm going to put you on speakerphone. Tell me you got a flat. You need to come pick you up. Date over, man.
Date
over.
Oh, my God. Fort Worth Jay, that's...
Nothing will deflate a date chubby sooner than a tossing stone.
Dude.
Y'all have a good one.
Hey, have a good week here, Fort Worth Jay. That is so funny. You know, we talked about that. I had one of those. Have you ever had a tonsil stone?
No.
Oh, they're horrible.
And
they make
that is.
They make your breath smell like someone, like your cat pooped in your mouth while you were asleep. They're terrible. Mm-hmm. They're just like this, I don't know, it's stuff crystallizes in your tonsil. And then it falls out. Like, sometimes you'll be sleeping.
Your tonsil's not way down there in your neck.
Well, I'm just pointing to the back. It's back there. I'm pointing at my belly button. I got big tonsils. What can I say? They go way down. Way down. Oh, that's disgusting. That's pretty nasty. But
Someone really wants to hear AJ do a Jerome again.
What happens if you...
They also wanted you to do your southern accent, your southern gentleman accent. What is that? Why do they want you to do that?
I don't know.
They were like, somebody takes
it. I declare.
Have AJ do a southern gentleman accent. I'm like, what is this? What I'm taking requests?
Welcome to the big show. I do declare this is the biggest show.
Of all the shows
of all the shows.
Listen here,
this
boy.
This show is grander and greater than any show.
He's kind of morphing into Ali. got a little Ali going in there. Barry, did you feel any tension with Palillo and AJ? A little.
I sensed it.
There was a bit of...
Was it coming from me or him?
Yeah.
You think it was coming from me?
No, I think it was more Palillo.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with Charlie
like,
Palillo.
Both of these guys are dicks, so I wonder how this is going to go. Like, I wonder how they're going to throw me under the bus or try to make me look bad.
Listen, I know Charlie.
I don't think he trusted us.
I know Charlie doesn't like me.
Oh, he doesn't? Is that a thing?
Are you serious?
Yeah, what did I miss?
So Charlie used to be our competition.
Yes. Oh, I think I know where this is going.
So,
you talked bad about him.
Of course.
It'd be like if, who have you talked bad about lately?
Everybody,
but
Rich Lord and
it'd be like if
and Joel, Adam Clanton and those guys.
It'd be like if Joel got a well, no, can't do that one. okay, Adam Clanton.
Yeah, Adam Clanton, Rich Lord, whoever our competition is now.
Yeah, you talk bad about. You're supposed to.
What am I going to do? Say, oh, those guys do a great show. And even like, you know.
Yeah, I got blocked by the 790 Twitter.
Like Sean Pendergast, I like him, but I hope his show fails miserably.
You do?
Yeah, okay. Of course I do.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And Charlie was one of those guys. I don't have a problem with him personally, but yeah. I wanted his show to fail miserably, and then it did, and I celebrated it.
See? So that's going too far,
but
AJ.
Then he came here, and now he's on the team, and I'm like, cool.
You can't un.
But I don't.
You can't unring the bell.
I don't think you can.
You can't unring the bell. You wish the man's demise on radio, and but for a brief moment, it happened.
Yeah,
so you kind of got what you wanted. So if I was him, I would probably hate you too.
Why? He's got a job again.
Was it because of you? Did you?
Yeah,
put in
I said
a good
hey.
Word?
See how I said hey. I figured, Mr. Gal.
I figured.
I've been thinking about it since Charlie. Since he's not working at 790 anymore. I was thinking it's probably a good time for us to bring him on.
You know, it's not easy for a homeless man to find shoes to begin with, but there's no shoes out there that are 7.5. So I don't want him to walk barefoot forever. Right. We need to get him a gig.
No, but I like the first time that I ever met Charlie was at Texas Star Grill Shop. And so it's me and sales reps. Todd was there.
Okay.
And the guys who own the grill shop, and we're all talking, and maybe Granado was there too.
Probably. I think that was one of his clients.
I think Granado was there too. So we're all talking, and Charlie saunters in.
Oh, he sauntered in. Okay.
And
sounds about right.
He's shaking everybody's hands, making introductions, and I'm like the last person in the circle. And I put my hand out to shake his hand and say, AJ Hoffman, and he stops, like his hand was halfway down to shake mine. He stops and he just pointed at me and like
shook his finger
at me like, I know what you've done. I know what you did.
You're the reason I'm here, Hoffman.
And he didn't shake my hand. And I was like,
cold-blooded. So did he even like pretend like he was going to shake it and pull it back? Or he stopped, like it was reactionary.
Like once he heard my name, he was like, oh. And he was coming down like a karate chop to handshake. Yeah. And he stopped at
like
not at 90 degrees and not
about 45.
Not 45.
A little more than 45.
So it's like, so here's 90.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it was about, he stopped at about 45, maybe 50.
Okay.
And
I like how we were very precise with the angle.
And his karate chop hand that was going to be a handshake hand
turned into a Mutombo finger wag.
Three fingers, the three.
Oh.
Close fingers, and it turned into like a gun.
Oh, and then he wagged.
And it wasn't like a waggle.
It wasn't
like
a Mutombo. Okay.
It was like a.
Disappointing. You're a parent disappointed with their kid.
Yeah, like a disciplined child. Yeah. Like,
oh.
Yeah,
man.
That's what he did.
You got shook, is what happened. You got finger shook.
I did.
Wow. All right.
But I like Charlie.
Did that happen with Barry Warner as well when he came on board? Did you wish his demise? Were you even Houston when he
No, I don't.
He's had a couple of dips, right?
Barry Warner's been all over the place. But Barry Warner, for whatever reason, I give him so much hell. And I like.
He really likes you.
I give it to him directly. And he always.
I don't get it.
Is jovial with
me.
And
he doesn't
really
remember.
Enjoys me for some reason.
It's because he doesn't remember that you were mean
and
to him.
He's like, you need to come in and do an hour on my show.
You should do that.
And I say, dude, I'm never going to come in here and do an hour on your show. Are you crazy? And he's like, oh, we'd have the best time. I said, no, it'd be a horrible show. It'd be horrible.
Why? I did a show.
Yeah, it was probably horrible.
It was bad. I did one segment. He was like, you got a face for radio. And he said it like 15 times and went to break.
He still does.
That's all he did. You're ugly, Lavinack. Face for radio. We'll be back. Like, that was it. That was the whole segment.
Either that or the ugliest man in radio.
Yeah. I don't know why.
How's he even say his chest hair connects to his eyebrows? How's he going to call anybody ugly? That's absurd.
It is.
I give him a lot of hate on Twitter, but he doesn't know how to use it.
He's got dreadlocks on his traps. his shoulders are so hairy.
He looks like the Predator. He looks like the Predator is sitting on his shoulders.
Remember when he came in shirtless? We got pictures of it.
Were you here for that?
Yeah, and there, like something happened to his belly button. God. Like he got, I don't know.
It was like
a
tiny penis. It was like a. Yeah. It was. I remember that. Yeah,
I feel
right.
Like he got shot down in World War II or something, and like that was the damage.
They tortured him. They pulled his belly button inside out. Yeah, you think you think pulling your fingernails off hurts? We're gonna pull this inside out.
Make your belly button 7 inches long. Looks like Pinocchio.
It looks like one of his balls got pushed up and then popped out his belly button.
I feel it looks like he got pregnant and his baby was Pinocchio just lying in the womb. Like, oh, you're going to be a great dad, Barry Warner.
And it never goes back. You gotta get like surgery to have it cut off, like extra skin on a chin. Oh God, that's great. All right. We'll be back for more shenanigans right after this. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Houston, hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm mad I didn't get to pick songs for today and like have a contest.
That's not, yeah, it's Wednesday. What would you have picked? We did songs from 1962. Ooh. It was a horrible, horrible day for
music.
So
was 1980. 1980 sucked.
Yeah. Like the early 60s, not that great.
Not great.
Late 60s, early 70s, I think.
You a big Southern Rock fan?
Southern Rock.
Me too. I kind of got into this groove where after we did that, I started listening to a lot of Creedence Clearwater Revival. I don't know why. You don't realize how many great songs they had. Here's what surprised me, though. Not Southern.
They're from San Francisco.
Yeah. I had no idea about that. Yeah. I mean, I knew John Fogerty and all that, but I had no idea that I kind of feel like they're posers.
You know what's crazy is...
It's kind of like...
besides John Fogerty, they are posers. I read John Fogerty's book.
Oh, wow. You are a big fan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. John Fogerty was the only real musician in that band.
Oh, yeah. He wrote?
He produced, wrote all the songs.
Guitar, all that.
And essentially, like, when they would record... He would have to sometimes play their parts because they couldn't do it right.
Really?
So he would have to take their instruments and play. And that's why the band eventually broke up. Because
yeah. I was reading on Wiki about it. And they said it was creative differences about who had the rights to what.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing if you had to play all the instruments, you're like, all right, I'm pretty much Bobby McFerrin now. Yeah. I'm pretty much doing everything.
This is my house.
I'm Beck. I'm Prince. Get out. Like, you guys, I am CCR.
It's true. And that's... eventually that's what it, but they had like one of the worst record deals in history.
Really?
Oh yeah.
They got screwed?
They got screwed big time. Big time.
Damn.
Fogerty made more money off his solo career than he did off CCR.
Really?
Yeah. It's a damn shame.
And his solo career wasn't all that great.
Wasn't that great?
No. What was his big?
The baseball song.
Not Put Me In, Coach.
I think that is it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we got to look that up. Is it really put Me In, Coach? I thought that was The Outfield.
The Outfield. That's I think the name of the song. His song was The Outfield, maybe.
No, that was the group. There was a group called The Outfield. Play Deep was the album, I believe.
I don't know, then. I don't know. I'm totally making things up.
Are you?
Yeah. Let me get
to... Oh, yeah. It was called Centerfield.
Centerfield. That's what it
was. Yeah, Centerfield. And then The Old Man Down the Road.
Yeah.
But the Old Man Down the Road, I thought that was CCR. That was Fogerty.
That was just Fogerty's song.
Oh, okay.
Update on UFC 223.
Yes.
And everything that surrounds UFC 223.
Are we making air quotes? Because it may not happen. Are we, what are we doing?
Dylan Danis has paid Conor McGregor's bail.
Who? Is that his manager?
Which was $50,000.
That's pretty cheap, right?
Not bad.
Yeah.
He entered the courtroom in handcuffs wearing the same thing as yesterday. And... judge issued an order of protection in favor of Michael Chiesa, Ozzy Arias, Ray Borg, Ricardo Chico, and Ricardo Chico on seeing Cowley, who was the other guy. Cowley was his boy that was with him. Cowley cannot contact those individuals under any circumstances. Any contact would be violation and lead to rearrest. Those same people, plus Jason Ledbetter and no Ozzy Arias, have an order of protection via the judge on McGregor. Any contact leads to his rearrest. The lawyers running down the whole scene yesterday. $50,000 bail on McGregor, $25,000 on Cowley, and it's announced that they can travel. McGregor's lawyer told the judge that he surrendered on his own and directed Cowley to do the same.
And there's a June 14 date that's agreed upon for the next hearing. McGregor was escorted back, tons of fans in the hallway, and his personal bodyguard was there to escort him out. Now, on to the news about the fight.
Yeah.
Regarding tomorrow, Ally Aquinta will take on Khabib Nurmagomedov, 5-round main event. If Khabib wins, he wins the belt. If Aquinta wins, no belt because he weighed 155.2. Aquinta weighed 155.2 with underwear and was early. He was one of the first guys to weigh in. He would have definitely made 155, but he doesn't.
They won't re-weigh?
He's already put the weight back on.
Oh, well, I'm saying early, but I guess, yeah.
The official weigh-ins.
That's right.
They do it now.
Yeah,
so, but that's, man, to me, it sort of saves the event. They needed a fight. And here's what the other sort of fallout to this is. It leaves the card with 9 fights. Because now...
So there's no Facebook fight now.
So Anthony Pettis, his opponent, got cut.
Yep.
Paul Felder, who was supposed to fight Ally Aquinta, now he doesn't have an opponent.
Because, yeah.
Felder and Pettis are both 155ers. But they train at the same gym and won't fight each other.
Yeah, that's
so they're down to 9 fights on the card. 2 days ago, there were 13 fights on this card.
God, that's ugly. Conor McGregor single-handedly ruined an entire pay-per-view event.
Yeah,
but this is actually stupid action.
But this is the 10th time a main event has been scrapped this year.
Oh, it happens a lot. It happens a lot. But how many times in 5 days? How many opponents has Khabib thought he was fighting in the last five days?
Yeah, that was a lot. Yeah,
it's like, man. Okay, I'm fighting Tony Ferguson. No, okay, I looks like I'm fighting Max Holloway.
No,
okay, I guess I'm gonna fight Anthony Pettis. No.
And what's crazy is, didn't all of this happen because he called Conor out and called him
the Burger King?
Well, he called him Virginia for not wanting to fight.
Well, part of it was, I don't know if you saw the video of Khabib cornering Artem Lobov.
I did not.
So Artem Lobov's walking in the hotel and Khabib kind of approaches him and he put one hand behind like a half Thai plum, like one hand behind his head and was like basically holding his head in place to look at him and said, "Don't you ever talk about me again." And he gave him like baby slaps on the face and like, very aggressive.
Yeah.
But he Artem was by himself when this happened.
And Khabib was not?
Khabib was not. But it's not like there was somebody else, like, you know, shoving around Lobov. Right. I mean, it was the two, and there was people trying to break the whole thing up. But Khabib said, "I had to talk to him like a boy to let him know never talk of me again."
That dude's nuts, man.
But apparently Conor saw this and was like, "Dude, they're not going to punk out my boy like this. I'm going to go throw a dolly through a window."
I thought it spawned from the fact that he had called Conor a kitty cat.
Yeah. Well, he had. He called him the Burger King and all these other things.
The Burger King is pretty strong.
I like that. Yeah, I thought it was
pretty
funny.
Strong.
Like when a Russian dude says, "I don't want to talk about this Burger King."
That's pretty strong.
There was when they asked him, once in an interview about Conor, said, "I don't want to talk about this bull bleep guy." He called him a bull bleep guy. And I was like, "Oh man, that's a strong words," but he doesn't care.
I do like that.
And he said, and his quotes yesterday were,
that's when you know you can't punk a dude. When he's out just calling you whatever he wants.
Well, that's why.
Half plumbing and slapping your boys in the face.
This is why.
He's not scared of anyone, which I agree, but he's probably a little crazy.
He's a little off.
And you got to worry about those guys.
And that's where, like, Conor, the way he wins his fights is he beats guys mentally. And like Eddie Alvarez was beat before he even got in the cage.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like these guys are just so whipped into, like, they're so angry.
Kind of like
him.
It was with Rousey.
Yeah. They're so
beat before they get in there.
I am
they were.
So angry at what Conor said. I'm going to go in there and I don't care if it's smart or not. Like, the smart thing for Eddie Alvarez would have been to wrestle Conor McGregor for 25 minutes. Instead, he was like, "No, he pissed me off. I'm gonna beat his ass.
Teach him a lesson."
But I mentioned what you said. The two guys that Conor couldn't get to is Nate and Khabib. No
can't do it.
Question.
Can't do
no
it. You can't get in guys like that's head. And they're two really different guys, but they're both guys that you can't beat mentally. And Diaz, you can't beat mentally because I think he's just too dumb. I don't mean that in like a negative way. I like
he doesn't
Nate Diaz.
Think that he's not that deep. He's just like whatever.
Yeah, like whatever. Half of the I'll jokes. Slap you. Half the jokes that Conor McGregor would say, like Nate Diaz didn't get him, and he was like, "Whatever, man." And then he just throws his fingers up. You know,
I'm
care.
High. I'm high.
And then it's bleep like, you. Dude, what? Conor's got to be like, "Oh, how do I get in this guy's head?"
He can't.
And then Khabib, like, well, remember, English is not Khabib's first language.
Yeah.
So you talk a bunch of smack to him in English. What is? I don't care of this. I'm a gangster. You want to fight? Let's fight. That's what he said yesterday. I am a real gangster. You throw a chair at the bus. So this is not a gangster.
You want
to meet one on one? You tell me where. I will come. You want to go 10 on 10? You tell me where. I will come. Like
that's scary.
He's scary.
And it's funny because his just not understanding of it, he just made Conor look that much more foolish by saying he threw a chair at a bus. When you break it down to that, it just sounds silly.
Well, now.
And childish.
Who do you think's mentally beat now?
Exactly. Exactly. By just saying
the guy
that.
Who just got handcuffs off?
Yeah.
Or the guy who's fighting for Conor's belt tomorrow.
And he's probably going to win it. And is going to own it. Yeah, absolutely. All right, a couple more things before we go to break. A couple of texts. Somebody said, wow, AJ's actually pretty good to listen to when he's talking crap about Barry.
I think he means Barry Warner.
No, I think that was Mandy, and she sent that like a long time ago, before we talked Barry Warner.
Ouch.
AJ's impersonation skills are underrated. That was Robert and Tomball. Are you dudes stoned?
Yes.
This is great. All right. We'll be back. Coming up next, I want to talk a little bit about Yodel Kid. We're going to talk about that after this break. We'll be back. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show. No Joel Blank on hiatus until Monday when he will return to the big show.
I'm seeing all these ignorant people on social media.
What are they saying?
Connor's a real G. That's what a real friend does.
Throw a dolly through a bus?
Yeah.
That's not what a real G does.
Because he wasn't letting his boy get punked out.
So dumb.
Okay.
Let's go through some things that happened. First of all, Artem Lobov went on Russian television and called Khabib a kitty cat.
Uh-huh.
On multiple stations in Russia where they're both from.
Right.
Khabib confronts him about it.
Pats him on the face like a child.
And Lobov does nothing.
Which he could have done right then and there.
Yeah, if he's such a kitty.
Yeah.
Whoop his ass.
Why you letting him half plumb you?
Why are you letting him clown you out in the hotel?
Yeah.
You see, you're trying to go to the ice machine and he catches you by the head. And then... Like, they're all staying at the same hotel. You don't have to make a big scene like this. No. You want to approach him, you approach him. You don't go throw a dolly through a window. And by the way, now they're like, oh, well, why didn't Khabib get off the bus? They wouldn't let Khabib off the bus.
No, they weren't going
they're
to.
They're not, because no they were way. Like, they're trying to protect the fight they've got going on tomorrow.
Yeah.
So they're like, no, you can't get off the bus.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
So
Connor's
a real G in riding for his boys now because...
That's silly.
People are calling him heroes.
You know who talks about that? People that wouldn't do anything like that. Like, that's not a real G thing
to
do.
You know what would have been a hero?
A real G thing to do would have been to find his ass in the stairwell of the hotel and beat his ass and walk off.
You know what?
That's a G thing to do.
Let me tell you what a G thing to do would have been.
Take a fight with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you guys fight in a cage?
Yeah.
And take that fight. You make $1 million doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the man, you're the man. And then you can...
Well, it's going to happen now. It's definitely going to happen.
I don't know if it's going to happen.
It'll happen. There's no way the UFC does not make a mint off
but
of this.
For a while there, the UFC didn't want to make that fight, right?
The UFC wanted nothing to do with that fight.
I think one time they offered Khabib two contracts, one with Conor, one with someone else, but they gave more money in the contract that wasn't the fight with Conor.
Yeah,
you know
they didn't
want
to ruin Conor.
They've never offered him to fight Conor. They offered Conor to fight him. He said no.
So what was he saying?
He asked for Conor when Tony Ferguson went off. He said, let me fight the Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no. But, I mean, of course, it's short notice. That's fine. But the G thing to do, if you're on a day's notice to fly over to America, be like, I'll fight him.
I'll tell you what. No title, no nothing. Catch weight. I'll drop 10 pounds. He can gain 10 pounds.
You think Khabib would have cared?
No, he would have done it because he's a G.
Yeah.
Because he's a G. You know who else is a G? Yodel Kid.
Yodel Kid's not a G.
Have you heard it?
Yeah, I heard it.
Oh, Nick, this is my new favorite.
Just because I don't have a laptop doesn't mean I don't have the internet.
Okay. Yodel Kid, if you haven't heard, some kid was at a Walmart doing some yodel thing, which I don't know why you go to a Walmart to yodel. It was some sort of.
Let's just cut that sentence a little shorter. I don't know why you go to a Walmart.
Okay. Fair enough.
When's the last time you were in a Walmart?
3 days ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it was Easter and everything else was closed and we needed ice cream.
Oh, so
Lord. We went and got ice cream and Diet Coke and I don't remember what else.
You ever go to Walmart?
Rarely, but there's like this particular type of like body soap that I buy from there that's cheaper. That's the only reason why.
Well, that's even worse than ice cream.
I'm like willing to pay extra money to not go to Walmart.
People say that all the time now.
Nothing was HEB was closed on Sunday.
You ain't got a Target?
No, not near us. No. The closest thing besides HEB was Walmart.
But I think Walmart is cheaper.
Walmart is cheaper.
Depending on what you get.
That's why people go.
Yeah. No,
that's why I
like
Diet
Coke. Diet Coke isn't cheaper, but if you buy an Armoire, yeah. Yeah. It's cheaper, but as soon as it gets humid, it's gonna swell and fall apart.
Like the Target by my house is expensive, bro.
Is it?
I'm not making AJ and Barry money, okay?
Yeah, but it's worth it long term for your life, your mental health. It's just you don't need to be a Walmart.
You
could have
stopped at the first part of that. You're not making AJ money. All right, this is if you haven't heard this, he's taking the internet.
You've got options, dude.
Huh?
You've got options. I don't have options.
That's true. I do have options. If you haven't heard it, this kid is taking the internet by storm. He is a 10-year-old Mason Ramsey. Was at a Walmart doing his.
What size is his shoe?
Coming up next, the Palillo. All right, this is Yodel Kid. Just play it. I want to hear because I want.
Well, I thought I would try. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got the kind of love. I'd love to hear what you call me, sweet daddy. Such a beautiful dream.
That's the best. My favorite part is the daddy. Daddy.
Yeah, go on, America's Got Talent, kid.
If you saw this kid in Walmart, be honest, what would be your first thought?
To videotape him. That is the first thing I would do.
What I just thought about? I asked what size his kid's shoes were. Then I remember he's in Walmart. He's not wearing shoes.
My first thought would be,
my first thought is, where are his kid's parents?
Well, maybe they were letting him... I'll tell you, this is a God's honest true story. I'm going to take so much heat for telling this story. I don't know why I do these things with AJ on the radio, but this is why his parents didn't say anything. Back a long time ago when breakdancing was cool, like Michael Jackson era Thriller, right? I just had learned how to breakdance. And I was at the mall.
Can you still breakdance today, you think?
I probably do some of it.
Can you do some on the floor over there?
I might be able. I don't know if I could do the windmill anymore, but I might
can still do.
I can still do a backspin.
Okay.
If we were on the, I would do a little bit. Here, pass that down for me, would you?
I can turn the camera around and people
can
see
it. Yeah, we
can
do it. Yeah. I don't know if they would record it. Anyways,
you want to get some views?
Stop digressing.
Facebook Live it.
Stop digressing. I'm at the Visible Changes, and I believe
What's Visible Changes?
It's a haircutting place at the mall. My mom was getting her hair cut.
Okay.
She takes me with her. I don't know how old I was. I mean, 8, 15, who knows? It's a big discrepancy. Yeah. But I think Beat It came on, and I started dancing. And before I know it, I don't know why, but I started breakdancing. And then I look up and I'm surrounded by women at the Visible Changes as I'm breakdancing. So that's the modern day.
How old were you?
I mean, like I said, I don't know. I was like 8, 7. I don't know. About what? Yodel Kid is 10. So okay. I was probably around
about that
there.
Age. Okay.
Yeah. And I looked up. Now, back in the day, there was no internet. So nobody, there was no cell phone videos. So I could see that though. I could see that nowadays happening.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not going to judge the kid, I guess. But it is kind of weird to just be yodeling in a Walmart.
If I did that,
yeah,
my mom would have hit me so hard.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
She do me, she do you, she's got the kind of loving.
She do
my
me.
My favorite part is the daddy. Just get the daddy part.
She do me and she do you.
This is my goal.
What's this kid singing about?
I'm saying, that's my goal, is to make Nora do this in the bedroom. Just do the daddy part. That's the whole goal.
Daddy. Yeah.
If I could do... I'd be like, what's my name?
What's my name?
God, I would feel like such a champion. That's great. Now, there's a remix to this, apparently.
I found it. I think I got the right one.
I thought you, when you were talking about what you want Nora to say, she do me, she do you.
Oh, God.
So that'd be awkward if she said that.
This is the remix, right? Is it very long?
Not too long.
I hate this already.
Is it like, it's like dubstep a little bit.
It's like EDM.
Yeah.
No, I don't like it.
Very Jersey Shore-ish. Which, by the way, they brought that back. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I saw.
You watched it?
No, I didn't watch it.
Oh, but I was going to say, were you a Jersey Shore fan?
No, I never watched it.
Nick?
Never.
I can't say I've ever seen an episode of Jersey Shore.
I've watched
ever.
Some, I watched some Real World when I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, too. Everybody watched Real World, but Jersey Shore was that next level of douchebaggery that...
No, that's not for me.
No, but apparently that's coming back now.
A lot of chicks
now.
With big boobs on that show, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you have big boobs if you're ugly. Like, that's not a... Oh, you...
It can't be a saving grace.
Can it? Not me. Yeah, no, I mean, there's some things that I can't... Mm-mm.
Face is number one?
It's got to... Yeah, you can't be ugly and then have other nice features. It's See, just that's not going to work.
I've always been... I feel like I'm that same way, but I feel like you're different because I always say I don't mind a little extra meat on the bone as long as they've got a pretty face. You're like, oh, she's got to be pretty and skinny?
Yeah.
Man.
Why settle? Like, why are you settling? You're like,
the best thing you can find is... And I learned
eager,
this a long...
An eager ugly chick or an eager fat chick?
A long time ago.
I know.
If you could find a pretty girl, little extra pounds on her in high school...
Yeah.
Those girls were always down because they had self-esteem issues. You had to pounce on them. You'd be like, man, I think you're pretty. I don't know what these other dudes are talking about.
Come on, I'll make you some fried bologna. Girl. We'll talk over some sausages. Have you ever seen the snap of my sausage?
You want 2/3 of this popcorn bag, girl?
All right,
I'll buy you that king-size treat at the movie theater. Yeah.
All right, we got one episode to go with The Usual Suspects. And then, are you exhausted?
On the big show!
Are you going to be able to do 3 more hours?
I think so. I'll probably have an intern go get me an energy drink.
Okay. We can arrange that. Maybe I'll buy... Oh, I don't have any cash or I'd buy it.
That's all right. I don't have cash either. I'd always send my card with the intern.
Oh, dude.
Probably stupid long term. But
yeah, don't do that. They probably have the number. All right, we'll be back. One final segment. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Next week is the end of The Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. It comes to an end April 12th at 5 p.m. That'll be the last day you can weigh in. So you know what? If you're in the contest and you're still vying for one of those prizes, or if you just want to eat healthy, you want to lose some weight, I've got a solution for you. It's called HealthyGourmet.com. Log on, check it out. It's ready to heat and eat food. It's prepackaged. It's healthy, And it's good. That's what I like about it. They're delicious meals that fill you up. I've done a lot of weight loss things in the past, and you buy their food and you don't get full, so you got to eat two of them, and now you're not really losing weight because you don't get filled up. Not with HealthyGourmet.com. I add a piece of fruit to the meal, and I'm satisfied until it's time to eat my next meal. And what I like about it, too, is it's easy to do. You log on, you customize your meal, so if you're doing vegan or paleo or low-calorie, whatever it is you're wanting to do, low-carb, gluten-free, doesn't matter, whatever your lifestyle is, they have an option for you, and you can customize it. So let's say you want to add some rice to maybe their chili that they have. You can do that online. You add it to your cart, you check out, and if you get it in by Tuesday, they will ship it to you by Friday. So if you would have got your order in on Tuesday at midnight, you would have your food ready for you when you got home today, ready to go for next week. That's what I love about it is I don't want to meal prep. I don't want to have to do dishes. I don't want to have to do all the food prep and everything. HealthyGourmet.com makes it easy to not only eat well, but lose weight. Log on today and check it out. If you use promo code ESPN975, you'll save 10% off your order. And if you order $99 or more, they will ship it to you for free. Log on, get started, lose weight. It's HealthyGourmet.com. All right, now... AJ Hoffman in for what?
See your pocket's swelling up over there.
Shut up. Jerk. That's just me shoving like food.
That's a healthy gourmet in your pocket.
That's all that the candy that they dropped off in there that I'm putting in there. Now,
where would I go if I wanted some Indian food, but I also want a chicken fried steak on the side?
Cowboys and Indians, Texas, kids are down.
Place is amazing.
Barry's making it rain in here today.
They,
I don't know if that was scheduled, but let them know. That's worth at least $5.
They owe me at least 70 cents. Oh, yeah, I like your way better.
Yeah.
All right, some of the pros reacted to the Conor McGregor situation. Not pretty either, as you might imagine. Tony Ferguson had originally tweeted out, "Put me back in, coach. I hate sitting on the sidelines, especially with all the BS McNugget and crew trying to pull." Daniel Cormier, ground plane, taken custody, escort to arena on Saturday to make him fight Khabib. That's true punishment. That would be true punishment. Cormier also added, "I keep hearing that the whole Team Khabib was on the bus. I know for a fact that it was only Khabib and Ali on the bus with the rest of the red corner. It would have been much, much worse if the whole team was on the bus."
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
If Daniel Cormier and Cain Velasquez were on the bus, you think it would have...
There's nobody holding...
A bunch of tiny Irish guys.
You don't have enough people to keep them on the bus. No. But they would have crawled out that window. It would have been on for sure. Kevin Lee, just wait till I show up in New York City in the morning. I wish an MF-er would throw some bleep at me. Okay. Yeah. Kevin MTP Lee. My favorite was James Vick, though. He didn't pull any punches. He comes out and he says...
James the Texecutioner.
Yeah, James Vick. LOL, of course he's on drugs. McGregor's so coked out of his mind, he probably don't even know where he is right now. And then he tweeted out, "A cokehead with little man syndrome is not a good combination."
That's dangerous.
Yeah. So, needless to say, man, I think, you know, a lot of these guys... they like the hype around MMA that you get with tough guys and all that, but they're also I and I've always said this about MMA, especially back in the day when we had the cage door and you're around these guys, even local fighters, there's a lot of respect that actually does happen in this sport. Guys may fight and they may not like each other, but after it's over, 99% of the time they shake hands, they may hug, they respect each other after the fight.
After my last fight, I blocked him on Facebook.
Well, like I said, 99% of the time. Then there's the there's the one percenters that are petty AF that just they won't do anything. But I mean, for the most part, dude, MMA fighters are good people. They're just they like to fight. That's the thing. But I can't imagine that these guys think that this is a good thing. Jim Miller had a post where he just put quotes, "These things happen in MMA," which is I think speaks volumes. No, they don't. It's still a sport. I mean, this isn't going to happen in football.
It shouldn't happen in professional, like especially this level
of
professional MMA.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. So Scott Ashcombe said, "Well, will Connor have visa issues now?"
Did you see what Nate Diaz said?
I did not. I don't have that one on my list.
"He shouldn't have been trying to punk his boy when he was alone like a bully. Then he expects not to get rolled on, effing rookie, and then stay on the bus. Ha ha, you guys got punked. I already slapped and punked both these guys and they teams, though, so that's none of my business."
You're right. Like, he has no idea what's going on. Chaz Skelly, said, looks like Connor's trying to get himself suspended. Guess that's one way to avoid fighting Khabib.
There you go. That's the best way.
Yeah. Pretty ugly, man. It's an ugly deal. Did you see this thing? I'm curious to know what both of you guys. I know what I would do. Did you see this bald eagle try to land on Seattle Mariners?
Yeah, he's on my pitcher, fantasy team.
James Paxton?
That would ruin my whole season.
He's like, no. Apparently, like, pre-game.
I wish that eagle would have got him before the first game that he pitched because he got blown up in that first game, gave up a grand slam in the first inning. If an eagle would have took his arm off before that game,
been okay.
I'd be in better shape right now.
A bald eagle is no joke. Like, first of all, they're huge.
Yeah.
And then their talons are massive and could probably tear you up. I mean, they could pick up a cat and fly off.
They have large talons?
They have.
That's right. What would you do? What'd you done? Because he was like, man, I tried to remain calm. And
I would have run.
Me too. I don't know.
I would have probably dropped down into a ball on the ground.
Fetal position.
Like curled up.
Then he would have tried to scoop you up like a cat. You don't want to do that. It would have made it worse. Would you have ran, Nick, or would you have? Because all he did was go real steel like a scarecrow. Like he just stood there. He kind of leaned to one side.
I mean, I might have. I probably wouldn't have ran, but I would have been terrified.
Bro, I run from a bee. Of course I'm running from a bald eagle.
I would have done what Randy Johnson did and just throw a baseball as hard as I could at that bird and explode it.
And then everyone would know you hate America. Because he's a bald eagle.
It's just
you don't
a bird.
Do that. You don't do that. How dare you?
It's just a bird.
And you're supposed to have served our country. It's just a bird. No. Next thing you know, it's just a flag? I don't think so, sir.
Just a song? Listen, if that bird's trying to end my life, I got to
land on your shoulder?
Yeah, I've got to protect myself.
That's creepy.
At all costs.
Would you have punched him?
I don't know, man.
Can you go to jail for punching a bald eagle?
I would have probably, I might have tried to swipe at it.
Swat him?
Yeah, like, get away.
Yeah.
Get out of here, bud.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
That would have probably, I would have.
Get!
I know I would have ran, but it wouldn't have just been me running. It would have literally been the same thing like when there was a wasp. I'd just be like, like I make a weird noise when I think I'm going to get stung by a wasp. And that would have been me running.
Did he have his glove?
No. Oh, yeah. Did James Paxton have a glove? I thought you meant did the eagle have his glove?
Why would the eagle have a glove?
No,
it's a bird.
I mean,
he doesn't even have a hand.
I know. I was talking about the eagle guy. No, he has his hat off because it was during the national anthem. Yeah. So he's got his hat off. I don't see him with a glove. No, he doesn't. He's got his one hand in his back pocket and one hand holding his hat. So he was defenseless.
Damn. And then you got to make that move. Thank God James Paxton's not a black guy because there would have been people... Look what he did in the middle of the anthem.
He shook off that bird.
In the middle of the anthem, he stopped. He took his hand off his heart to fight off that bird. To fight off America.
I knew it.
I could see Nancy Grace say
I know he doesn't love our country. Why else would he do that? Only people that
Tommy
hate
Lauren.
Us would swat at an eagle like that. That's the eagles just representing love and freedom.
Who's that chick that... That we used to work for ESPN. Oh, Britt McHenry, the one that called the tow truck lady a fat pig.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah, she's the same way.
If you don't think women
look
can
what
be,
he did.
If you don't think women can be douchebags, think again.
Oh yeah,
she's a douchebag for sure.
Look at what he did,
dude.
He swung at that bird that represents America.
What's next? You gonna swing at our soldiers?
Yeah,
yeah. You might as well slap a soldier in the face.
All right, that's AJ Hoffman. Next Robert, dude. Thank you for doing the show. I appreciate
anytime,
you.
Man.
You bailed me
not
out.
Not anytime, but this time.
No, next time. There's no next time.
Yeah, Joel better be back from his playing Storage Wars. But...
Oh, Jesus. And on that note, I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Up next is Fred, AJ, the Blitz. We'll see you guys next week. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.